It's called product stewardship, and it means that everyone involved in producing, selling, or using a product, from the manufacturer to the consumer, shares responsibility for that product's environmental and economic impacts, including what to do with it when it's not wanted anymore. The first step is to learn more about the life cycle of a product, especially the end of its life. Tony Hinault is learning a lot about computers as he coordinates a pilot electronics recycling effort at the Minnesota Office of Environmental Assistance. He says the office tackled electronic equipment first because it generally contains such things as heavy metals and toxic chemicals. So if electrical equipment is disposed of improperly, it can cause serious toxic pollution.
What we really wanted was to create a recycling infrastructure for these products that would help bring down the cost of managing them to a bare minimum, at the same time set up a system that would allow for the private sector to properly manage these materials without government involvement or with the least amount of government participation as possible.
Hinault's office teamed up with Sony, Panasonic, and the American Plastics Council to collect and recycle electronics products from homes all over Minnesota for 3 months last year. They kept careful records of the collection and processing costs, and they're making a detailed analysis of the materials recovered from the 700 tons of products they collected. All 700 tons were brought here to the processing plant of Asset Recovery Group, a division of the giant waste firm Waste Management. The company recycles equipment for businesses around the state. Taking an old computer apart for recycling is labor-intensive. Cases, screens, and picture tubes are thrown in separate bins. Wireboards, cords, everything has to be sorted. And depending on the age of the product, most of the components have little value. For instance, older computers and TVs are often made from laminated plastic, which is more difficult to recycle than a single plastic product. Cathode ray tubes, though, do have a little value. They're typically smelted to collect the lead they contain. But if they're recycled to create new CRTs, it's cheaper than starting from scratch. The two main goals of this whole process are finding a better way to make things and, says Tony Hinault, pushing manufacturers to make their products easier to recycle.
By taking a few simple steps in the design process, the manufacturer, without adding cost to their manufacturing process, and possibly by reducing their manufacturing costs, can actually increase the residual value of the product when nobody wants it anymore and it gets into a recycling loop.
Doug Smith, environmental director at Sony, says that's already happening.
We used to use screws, we used to use glue, we used to mold in different types of plastic into the same shells, and that all added, those are extra manufacturing steps and assembly steps. If you reduce assembly steps and reduce the manufacturing time, you actually end up with a product that is more easily disassembled.
And one that's cheaper to make as well. And that's what's motivating manufacturers, Smith says, not government mandates. Collecting and transporting the products amounted to 80% of the total cost of handling them, so partners in the pilot program say creating efficiencies in those operations will be critical to development of the recycling industry. Other states are looking forward to the results of Minnesota's experiment. Massachusetts recently banned CRTs from the trash. A tax pays for collection programs there. But Hinault says a survey conducted during Minnesota's program showed people believe manufacturers and consumers share responsibility for managing unwanted products.
They expect the manufacturer to step up to the plate rather than government. They want government to shepherd a solution. They want government to participate in crafting a solution, but they don't necessarily want government to step up and pay $15 to $20 per television to make sure they get recycled properly.
Results of the study will be available on the web at the end of August. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.